Mass Democratic Worker Struggle to End War and Oppression. Josh Asker, editor of The Socialist. 18 children and 4 others were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Rafah on the 20th of April. 9 people were killed the night before in the city into which over 1 million Gazans have been driven, fleeing for their safety. The death toll now exceeds 34,000. The specter of a full-scale offensive on Rafah looms. Threats have been repeatedly made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The U.S. House of Representatives has just approved $26 billion of aid to Israel, part of a bill that bans U.S. funding for the UNRWA, the UN aid agency providing relief in Gaza. And yet U.S. President Joe Biden and other Western politicians, like British Foreign Secretary David Cameron, call for restraint. They fear the conflict spilling over into a regional war, not because of any concern for the peoples of the Middle East, but because of the threat to their profit interests. Above all, they fear the threat of popular mass uprisings in the region. The ruling classes in the region and internationally are haunted by the specter of the 2011-12 Arab Spring, which swept the region and deposed several dictatorial rulers. The road to Palestinian national self-determination is through mass democratic struggle, a socialist intifada. With that, the development of mass workers' organizations and parties, independent of capitalist interests, and links between them across the region, including in Israel, and internationally. Britain has seen mass protests against Israeli state terror, and in support of the Palestinians' right to national self-determination. Socialist Party members have fought to increase the scale and organization of the movement, including by fighting for the trade union movement, with its over 6 million members, to play a central role. Part of that is by helping to organize protests, like those taking place on the Workplace Day of Action on the 1st of May. So too, organizing sections of the working class, that are pivotal to Britain's defense industry, those in weapons manufacturing, and distribution that have huge potential power. And politically, the trade unions could play a central role, in taking steps towards building a new mass working class party, taking on Sunak and Starmer who back Warren cuts, and instead fighting on the side of the working class internationally, including defending the rights of Palestinians, and others to national self-determination. Read more, Working Class Can Transform Volatile Middle East. The Socialist Party is fighting for, end the siege, for the permanent withdrawal of the Israeli military from the occupied territories, for a mass struggle of the Palestinians, under their own democratic control, to fight for liberation, for the building of independent workers' parties in Palestine and Israel, and links between them, for an independent, socialist Palestinian state. Alongside a socialist Israel, with guaranteed rights for all minorities, as part of the struggle for a socialist Middle East, no trust in the capitalist politicians, internationally or in Britain. Fight to build a workers' party in Britain that fights for socialism and internationalism,